This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy, Ocean Chinook or Puget Sound Coho, what is your palate favorite?
And you drop that kokanee on top of that barn door halibut's head, 67 feet of water, and he was not happy about that.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Boxers or briefs?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with a European cut speedo.
Fantastic. Excellent choice.
I love tuna. I do love tuna.
Heck yeah! Hey, you know, I have a buddy who refers to Canadian geese as flying carp. Obviously, he's not cooking them.
Right? He clearly.
Right? Oh, ocean snook.
Seriously?
Hands down.
Really?
Hands down. I don't fish for coho.
Good point. Hey, speaking of grind, can you tell the difference between ground deer and ground elk? Honestly, taste the difference.
You know, Dwayne, we only get one chance to live this life. Mm-hmm. And you will always regret the things that you don't do. So you know what I tell people? Buy the damn boat.
Hey, you know, the facts are, some days are just a grind. Welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, the number one fishing and hunting talk show throughout the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Now here's your host, Dwayne England, and of course, the infamous Tommy Donlin. Hello and welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, Dwayne England, Tommy Donlin.
Hey.
And yes, in studio guests, back for more punishment, Alex Moslov, CEO at Edge Rods.
Welcome back. Put me in, coach.
Yeah.
Hell
you
yeah.
You made the drive and you're here on time, the whole deal. Huh? Glad to have you back.
If you live in Washington or not, you're not driving, you're swimming.
You might
as well take the drift boat out.
That's it was
right.
A battle to get here.
It's wet
sure.
out there.
Well, we got you here for a couple hours, and not a couple hours, we got you here for an hour. We're going to keep it going, and lots to get through tonight. So before we focus all on you, we're going to get the rest of the stuff taken care of. So if you're joining us here for the first time, especially on Root Sports, take some time, jump over to our webpage, www.fishhuntnw.com. There you're going to find a handful of items to choose from. First of all, it's going to have a new look for you. We got a whole new layout on the webpage. Take advantage of the Edge Rods coupon, FHN20, at checkout. You're going to save 20% on all Edge Rods all the time if they're not previously attached to another reduced pricing or special. Also check out Phelps Game Calls, FishHuntNW10 at checkout. You're going to save on Phelps calls for the entire year with Fish Hunt Northwest. Getting into it here, Tommy, we got a lot to get through tonight. Alex is here
in
studio. People ask us all the time, Alex, about edge rods and why do you guys fish them and all this. And no better person to bring into the studio than yourself to answer a ton of questions that Tommy and I field constantly as we're out there on the water fishing your rod. So great to have you here.
Well, happy to be here. Thank you so much for the invite. And I hope that I do the folks that are asking questions justice.
You will.
You will.
The brains behind the operation, so I'm pretty
That's
sure
right.
we're good. So,
hey, we got some other big news, too. I don't know if you heard, WDFW and our Skagit co-managers have forecasted that we are getting 5,200 wild steelhead returning to the Skagit River and its tributaries. And my friend, that's enough to conduct a fishery.
So we got an opening coming up.
That's right.
We got an opening coming up. So we actually have an opening. Recreational steelhead catch and release opportunity, Tommy, February 3rd through April 17th. That's a pretty awesome opportunity. And myself and many others are excited to get back up there. Now, keep in mind, it's 5 days per week, Saturdays through Wednesdays, only closed Thursdays and Fridays. That's fine because we do our show Thursday, so I'm not fishing up there anyway. And portions of the Skagit, the Sauk, and the major tributary, the Sauk, Yeah, under catch and release regulations, except you may retain two wild, or excuse me, do not retain two wild steelhead.
No wild.
Two hatchery steelhead if you end up finding yourself a couple of those. All right, great news in that regard, and more to talk about on that in the near future. Running down the show, tons to get through tonight. Back in studio, Alex Maslov, CEO at Edge Rods, as we've already introduced, here to talk fishing rods and a whole lot more. So I'm excited about this evening. So glad you're here. How about the Pro Shop? Alex at Edge. So he is here. We're going to delve into the Pro Shop and why you need to make the trip to get on down there and check it out. First time guest joining us later in the show, Ross Sharp. Crazy Elk Company, the Sportsman's Alliance, is actually suing Fish and Wildlife Commission, the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. Ross will join us to talk about a fundraiser they are doing through Crazy Elk Company to assist in generating funds. As litigation is expensive, they're going to help them out. So that's pretty exciting news. Also, in case you've missed it, the legislative session is currently in. Tommy and I will briefly discuss a couple bills being introduced, a couple that definitely you'll want to pay attention to, and they do, in fact, need your complete support moving forward. Fish Hunt Northwest and Edge Rods will be part of the Washington State Sportsman Show, the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show as well. What can you expect? Well, we're going to fill you in as we delve into that topic relatively deep. And then, of course, Columbia River Chinook pre-forecast numbers are already coming in, fellas. And so we're going to start paying attention to those. We got some stats to throw at you. Also, WDFW is hosting for the first time a virtual town hall for Puget Sound, folks at Fish Puget Sound. They're going to recap 23, what happened, why we were removed from so many opportunities, Tommy, on a robust return.
Yep.
And we got a lot of information on that town hall coming, so stick around for that. Much to get to as we work our way through the evening. Alex, you're here, and we're gonna pummel you with questions.
I'm ready.
It's just the way it is. Okay.
Let's do it.
We'll do it. We're going to jump out for a quick break. We come back more with Alex and delving into the Edge Rods. What it's all about? Well, stick around. You're going to find out right after this break right here, Fish on Northwest.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge Rods. I designed and built new machinery, and I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company can build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
All right, welcome back here in studio, Dwayne England, Tommy Donlin, and in studio guest, Alex Maslov, CEO at Edge Rods, www.edgerods.com. So let's just get right into it, Alex. For folks not aware, there's a relationship here between North Fork Composite and Edge Rods. Kind of educate folks on to what that is truly all about.
Sure. So to take it just one more step back, the relationship starts with Gary Loomis. Mm-hmm. He started North Fork Composites to make blanks and composite tubing for companies that are engaged in sporting goods. He did that when he survived his bout with prostate cancer, and everybody knows that he started G. Loomis. He's kind of a local legend.
Yeah.
What he wanted to do is bring back the company to its roots of what he felt like he started with when he had a rod company. So he sold it to Shimano, didn't feel that it was going in the direction that he wanted to take it, so he decided to start North Fork Composites. Edge Rods started a little bit later and was essentially like the finished rod brand of a company that makes blanks and carbon fiber tubing and golf shafts and arrow shafts and hiking sticks. So it's essentially the largest customer of blanks that are used in fishing rods.
Gotcha.
So North Fork makes all sorts of carbon fiber tubing, and we make them for a lot of companies.
Sure.
Edge is a company that takes those carbon fiber blanks, turns them into performance fishing rods according to the recipe that Gary developed and refined over the last 40 years.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep.
Let's peel back the onion just a little bit, Alex, and let's talk about a couple rod series, some steelhead rods. So you've got the First Strike, the Black Widow, and the Silver Widow.
Yep.
So can you describe at like a 36,000 foot level, we're at cruise, at a high level, what is the difference between those three series?
Sure. I think the best way of saying it is the First Strike is like the workhorse of the family. Very tough. You know, if you're a guide or if you're having a rod, I almost cringe at saying this, like don't throw it in the back of your pickup truck. Mm-hmm. But yeah. if you're going to have a rod that's going to roll around in the back of your pickup truck, the First Strike series can take it. The guides are titanium, but they're a little bit more durable. It has a little bit more weight, again, because it's built for just constant repeat use, abuse. The Black Widow family, the difference is the grips are hand braided. The blank itself is made of a higher grade material. We call it higher modulus in the industry, so it's more sensitive. And that means, you know, you get better bite detection. It's lighter. You get better sensitivity. And as you do that, it kind of goes up in price. The Silver Widow is something new. It's exclusive to Edge Rods. We stumbled on it when we started making antennas for our government.
Go figure.
They're vapor deposed with nickel. So as you look at the handle, you'll see that it looks silver. And what that is that's literal metal that gets deposed onto the carbon fiber. Not only does it amplify the sensitivity, but at the same time, it looks really cool. It's very, very durable. And it's something unique because it's an exclusive fiber that gets sold to us on allocation from the military. That is one of the best that is made stateside. So
that is awesome.
Very light, very balanced, very durable. At the same time, it does cost a little bit more.
It does cost a little more, but I mean, if you want to put one of the highest performance steelhead rods in your hand, of which I have, thank you, and landed fish on it, and I'm telling you, that 11'4", 6-15 rating on that Silver Widow for steelhead rod and for float fish and spoon, whatever. It is an amazing rod. Best steelhead rod I've ever had the pleasure of landing some fish with.
Well, and you also know that holding that rod, even though it's light, it can handle a Chinook. If you decide to float fish for a Chinook, it can do it just because the properties of the material allow us to do more with less.
It's amazing.
Lighter, but stronger.
Yep, fantastic. Excuse me. So, all right, we are going to jump out for a quick break. No, we're not. We still got plenty of time. I'm jumping a little ahead of the gun here. So, people may look at the price point on that rod and think, gosh, it's kind of up there. Because I look at First Strike and Black Widow, it's like very reasonably priced.
Sure.
Most people can afford them and put a really good fishing rod in their hand. They might have to save a few more nickels to get that Silver Widow, but in the long game, completely worth it. I mean, it's just an element of its own.
Well, here's the quick quote about price. We all live in Washington State. Minimum wage here is $16 an hour. We don't pay anybody minimum wage, and I don't necessarily think that company should be proud of paying their employees minimum wage. On average, it takes about 10 hours to build the most basic of rods. So if you're thinking $16 an hour, 10 hours for the most basic, that's $160 in just labor costs, right? That doesn't include the materials. That doesn't include the titanium guides. What we've done, I think we'll talk about this later, is we've taken out the retailers out of the equation to bring the prices down and at the same time keep the most high quality that we can still feasibly manufacture here. So if you look at our rods, our $250 rod compares to a $500 rod at the retail store. You're not going to get a $200 rod with titanium guides, carbon grip, USA made, a genuine performance stick. I challenge you to find one, and if you do, it's going to be an edge rod.
Sure.
Yeah.
Makes
like
sense.
It.
Well, let's now.
Yeah, now.
Now we'll jump out for a quick break. Good segue. We're going to come back and talk about that direct to consumer versus retail and why you guys choose to do that. So we'll lead in next segment with that. Don't go anywhere. Way too much information to get through here tonight, but we're going to keep it on going. Jump back in here right after this break, right here, Fish on Northwest.
Sportco, an outdoor emporium, is the largest local outfitter in the Northwest since 1975. Providing thousands of people affordable outdoor gear. This summer, Make your next outdoor adventure more affordable by shopping at our warehouse-style pricing. We are a local Scotty dealer offering sales, service, and repair. Located in Fife and Seattle, come visit us today. The outdoors awaits you.
All right, welcome back to the program. Dwayne England, Tommy Donlin, of course, Alex Mosloff. If you had tuned in late here, CEO at Edge Rods. And gosh, we could talk for hours, but we only have 60 minutes, so we're going to get
we got to make it quick. So let's get back to the discussion about, you know, factory direct versus having retail stores. How did you make that decision?
Yeah. So the one thing that I want people to take away from the show today is we're a factory. We're not a warehouse that imports stuff, that moves stuff around. We invite everybody to do a tour to show folks that we are a factory. You will see 90 hardworking Americans taking raw material from raw prepreg carbon fiber, making them into tubes. Watch the entire process as you walk through our factory, turn that into a fishing rod. The reason I say this, and the reason it's kind of both on an emotional and a marketing level, we had a choice either to keep our production stateside or take it abroad.
Right.
And a lot of companies have made that choice, right? And when I say they've made that choice, is you know that their products are coming from overseas. And they're still feeding a lot of folks. They're still, you know, taking care of bills. But for Gary, it was a no-go. So what we were challenged with is how do we keep stuff that's U.S. made, reasonably priced, high quality materials, but at the same time, not have it made overseas. And the only thing that we could come up with is, look, if we want to maintain the product quality, if we want to keep it made here, you have to take something out of the equation. And unfortunately, the thing that we had to take out of the equation was the retail market. We love our retail partners. We have a pro shop, which we'll talk about later. But to have a rod company in the U.S. to make a performance stick with titanium guides, carbon fiber grips, genuinely made here, you have to remove the additional 100% markup, 50% margin. We don't have another way. We don't sell on Amazon because they ask for a markup.
Yeah.
Our pricing model is transparent.
Yeah.
We mark everything up 30%. That's what it costs us to stay in business, pay salaries, bonuses, whatever they are. But everything else gets passed on to the computer. And the proof is you'll read a whole bunch of things about Edge Rods. The number one thing is it takes time to get. The market responded with an overwhelming response. We're under heavy demand. Now we have a choice to make. Do I raise prices to slow down the demand? I can do that.
You know, could.
And that'll immediately slow it.
Sure.
But again, that's going to be disingenuous to our business model where we told 100%. Folks factory direct to consumer.
Yes.
So, you know, most guys will tell you, hey, we're brand A, brand B. They won't tell you that they're a factory.
Right.
They'll buy from a factory, mark it up, and resell it. We tell you, come visit ours and see how we turn this from raw material into a finished good.
Yeah, you mentioned it, the pro shop. So you guys have been up and running for just a little over a year. It opened November of 22.
One year anniversary.
Gotcha.
Yeah. 1 year anniversary.
It's doing well. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, here I got up the photo from the grand opening last year. And when folks walk in, you know, first time coming by, what can they expect to see?
So we talk to you. We talk to Tommy. We talk to so anybody that we could get our hands on and say, look, what are all these shops missing? And the thing that kept coming back over and over again, it's like most of them carry stuff that's centrally merchandised in Utah, in California, wherever headquarters are. They don't carry the stuff that we use and the stuff that we fish with. So we just made a decision to make it as brand neutral as we can. Went to every single manufacturer from Brad's to Yakima to whoever. Everybody's in that store. Whatever you use in the Pacific Northwest to fish for salmon and steelhead, you'll find it there. And if you don't, we ask you to tell us so that we can stock it. We wanted to make it a mecca for guys that are true metalheads, guys that have dedicated their life for the pursuit of, you know, just chasing salmon and steelhead. So that's and so, you know, I was going to mention that a little bit later. I would venture to say that we have the largest kokanee selection in the Western Washington.
Yes.
Like guys from Montana to Northern California to Idaho will just bring it all in to make sure that we have it.
Perfect. So.
Now, wait a second. Okay. Forget kokanee for a second. So like for the tuna guys out there, if they want to come in and they want to experience that tuna series and the pelagic series and the different models, Is the pro shop the way to go? Can they come in and kind of work with somebody to get a little bit of an education, kind of walk through the different models, put a bend in them? And is that really what the pro shop experience is about?
So to get back on Kokanee.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
All right, we're done with you.
we have a 4-rack selection of jigs, reels, saltwater stuff. It's still in development. And honestly, the reason why it's still in development is because it's a new market segment for us. It's not a new market segment for a lot of folks. There's a lot of people that fish, specifically, you know, halibut. But for us in that corner of the Pacific Northwest, we just discovered what a pipe jig is, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, really? They buy
yes,
this stuff?
Yes, they do.
So it's slowly getting merchandised. It will get bigger. But right now, it's dedicated to salmon and steelhead.
Perfect.
Dedicated salmon steelhead. Okay, you did mention the tours. Now, even coming into the pro shop, you can see some of the finish work going on, if I'm not mistaken, in some of the ladies and staff, and they're working on the finish end of rods as they get the finalization done.
From start to finish, you can see how that roll of carbon fiber that gets brought in from either Toray or Hexcel or Mitsubishi will get cut into a pattern, will make its way through what we call our back-end production, will make its way to an oven. All the way through, you can follow the entire process. And then in the pro shop is where we have it's where you can watch how the sausages are made, right? Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you can see how guides are being tied on and rods are being put on finishing wheels. But, you know, it's one of those where we want folks to know that they're interacting with a factory when they're calling us. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're calling Amazon, you've got a giant call center, right? And you're talking to guys that are trained. And when you call us, you're talking to guys that have just finished, you know, maybe hand sanding blanks, and they're picking up the phone, and you know, they're trying to handle your questions or concerns. So, you know, we ask for a little bit of patience. Mm-hmm. The reason why you can get an amazing product made in the U.S. is because, again, you're dealing with a factory. Yeah. You're not dealing with a conglomerate. You're not dealing with a distributor. You're not dealing with a reseller. You're dealing with a factory.
That's the big takeaway. Folks need to wrap their head around that.
The other thing that I would mention that is really important, okay, is that you have an engineering organization, right? Which is a lot different than a lot of other rod companies, because what a lot of other rod companies do is they say, well, I need a blank that kind of does this,
right?
Test it. Oh, that's not quite right. Here, let's throw another dart at the board and hope it lands in the right spot.
Sure.
Oh, that bend's still not right, right? Yeah. We've got guys at Edge, right, that are basically taking a very methodical approach to the design and build of these rods.
We are a tubular composite specialist. A large portion of our business is not related to fishing. Guys come to consult with us just because we've been making tubes for such a long time about gun barrels and heat dissipation, mm-hmm. and, you know, proper flexes and stiffnesses and torques. And this goes from the golf shaft business to the arrow shaft business. A lot of physics goes into making a tube and what makes a tube bend without making that tube break.
Yep.
So, you know, when we tell you, hey, it's a moderate power, medium, heavy, that means something to us because we've got 40 years of understanding what a moderate power, medium, heavy is. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the time somebody will tell you, hey, this is a light action rod, and you'll pick it up and you'll shake it and you'll just put it back and you'll say, great, thanks. You know, it's somebody said it's light, but it's not light to what, you know, we're used to here.
A little more layers to that. Yes. Yeah, for sure. Okay, we're running a little long here. We're going to jump out for a quick break. We come back. I'm going to introduce you to Ross Sharp Crazy Elk Company for good reason. Got a contest going on. It's going to generate funds to support Sportsman's Alliance in the pursuit in the lawsuit against Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. Don't go anywhere. Back with Ross Sharp right after this break, right here, Fish Out Northwest.
Support from Northwest Sportsmen make Federal Ammunition the world's leading ammunition manufacturer. Federal uses the industry's finest materials, giving you reliable ammunition that delivers superb accuracy and optimum performance. Northwest hunters rely on Sportco to provide the best selection and prices in the Northwest since 1985. Sportco and Outdoor Emporium in Fife and Seattle. Your journey begins here.
You haven't been here, but you know it. You've heard the sounds, smelt the air, and you've seen where your heart lands, if not yet. You haven't been here, but you've longed for a destination near or far, where time spent with loved ones and friends will go into the night and last in memories for a lifetime. You haven't been here, but you're on your way to a place not far. ExploreTheDalles.com.
All right, welcome back here to the program. Dwayne England, Tommy Donlan, and guest Alex Maslov. And we're going to, a little shift of gears here, fellas, going to talk a little bit about some things going on behind the scenes to benefit us all going down the road here.
Amen.
So I want to introduce you all to Ross Sharp Crazy Elk Company, the Crazy Elk Company, founder and the man in charge, www.crazyelkcompany.com. Ross, thanks so much for taking time this evening to join us here at Fish on Northwest.
No, hey, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. So you are the creator of the Crazy Elk Company. Now on your webpage, I did a little research there. It says, do not try to define the Crazy Elk Company. But let's face it, for those of us not familiar with what it is and who you guys are, just real quickly, give us an idea of what the Crazy Elk Company actually is.
I guess when I name myself Crazy Elk, I kind of put myself in a box, but it's basically for all hunting. The nickname came from the Hunt Washington site. Anyway, the Crazy Elk Company, trying to think outside of the box with products that you never know you needed. Like my one product I have right now is called the Tag Wallet, which has proven to be a lot of people like it. I just need more people to like it, but I got some other products that put twists on things to make it a little easier to use and stuff like that.
Okay.
But that is the premise behind the company.
Gotcha.
I like it. I mean, everybody loves a crazy bull that just wants to come in any color, right? So I like the name.
Yeah.
Hey, Ross, you guys support a number of charities, and I know that one of them is near and dear to your guys' hearts, and that's Youth Outdoors. Can you talk a little bit about that relationship?
Yeah. Youth Outdoors, they take kids, mostly they're all from Washington. They take kids that have, like, severe disabilities or life-threatening illnesses. And, you know, it's kind of like a make-a-wish for hunting. They take them hunting and fishing. And I've been a part of a couple elk hunts up north with some kids. And even though the one hunt I went on, the kid did not get his elk, he was still just amazed to see the elk. And it was, you know, life-changing for him and his family, because their parents come along with the thing too. And his parents have, you know, knew nothing about hunting at all.
Yeah.
And they were amazed that he even wanted to go on a hunt. But they have a number of fundraiser auctions throughout the year. The owners, or the people who run it, live in Moses Lake. Just a really good group of people. They have, you know, people from all over help volunteer, taking people hunting and fishing. And it's just a really good organization. And it gives kids a chance who've never hunted or never will have the chance again to hunt to do it.
Yeah, it's a great organization. I'm so glad you guys are involved with them and doing some great work in that regard. Let's get to the topic at hand here tonight. Now, folks know a little bit about you and your organization. You guys are doing a fundraiser to generate monies that will go towards the Sportsmen's Alliance and their efforts to file a lawsuit against our current Fish and Wildlife Commission. So let's talk a little bit about that fundraiser and, you know, what folks can expect here.
So the fundraiser, as you said, unless people have been living under a rock, but I'm sure your followers haven't, there's a lot of stuff going on with the commission. They're doing a lot of things. They're not listening to the state staff. I don't know if you listened to the Beaver meetings last, I call them the Beaver meetings, where Senator Jesse Solomon literally said he is one of the people pushing the commission not to listen to state staff. Mm. And then people in the background laughed about it, you know. So there definitely is an agenda, and the commissioners are not listening at all.
Right.
One of the commissioners, as we know, Lorna, is an illegal acting commissioner,
right,
who was sued, and Sportsman's Alliance won that, but now it's an appeal. And actually, Sportsman's just came back basically saying, no, you can't do that because this is what the law says. And all these things take money. There's other things coming down the pipe, like with their new conservation policy. that we don't know what's going to happen, but I'm hearing that we're probably going to find out by the end of the month what the outcome of that is. And then they also have the predator policy that they accepted from the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
So they need funds. And as a Washington sportsman and all, you know, living here my whole life, I don't have a huge company, but I have a way to produce funds to help them when the time comes. And I wouldn't say that they're going to sue the commission when it comes time, but they're going to hold the commission liable to the law.
Sure.
And, you know, that's the point. And all that takes money. So if I can help and raise money, I'm going to do that. And I reached out to people I know in the industry. And I said, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Would you guys be willing to contribute and help? And so I got a bunch of guys on board. And the main thing is because I am a for-profit company, I couldn't just do a raffle. I had to do a game of chance, which means I'm selling an item, which is a T-shirt. And if you go on the site, you'll see this T-shirt. There's a man and a women's. Yeah, it's going to cost $40. And thanks to the hookup with your boy, we're going to get a good deal going on with the T-shirt. So
yes,
more
indeed.
Money for sport,
right.
Sportsman's Alliance, the better. And so it's a win a hunt with Simong Yang. So if you buy a T-shirt, you're entered in, you get 5 points. And the reason we had to do 5 points is because by law, I have to offer a free entry. And so that separates the people who are actually contributing to the fundraiser rather than those who just want a free hunt. But it's a turkey hunt with a YouTube star, Simong Yang, who's a good friend of mine. We've hunted, took some youth on some turkey hunts before. And with winning the turkey hunt with Simong, it comes with a Stevens 410 single shot shotgun donated by Elliott Outdoors.
Yeah, I got one of those. Love it.
Yeah, they're great. I bought my daughter one last year. She's a shooter with it for sure. A fan mount by Black River Taxidermy. Pee and Wild is donating their Tamrac 2.0 knife. Jason Phelps donated a turkey calling package. Herod Outdoors donated a spice game package for wild birds.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Elusive Outdoors is making a turkey tote, a red, white, and blue turkey tote, so they can carry their turkey out of the woods. Wild Country Customs is also donating a pot call. And Vortex is donating a binoculars and an optics yet not unleashed. So nobody knows what it is, but this person's going to win one. And then on top of that, I had a private individual who approached me at the fundraiser last week down in Centralia for Sportsman's Alliance. The private individual is going to donate to pay for the tag and the license of the hunter who wins.
Fantastic. So the drawing is May 4th. They have up until February 28th to enter. And they enter this drawing in this amazing prize package by simply purchasing a T-shirt, and a majority of those proceeds generated, removal of costs, of course, is getting donated to Sportsman's Alliance to help them with their future endeavors.
Yep.
Okay. We got the website, www.crazyelkcompany.com/fundraiser/ on the screen. Folks can track you down via Facebook, social media platforms, and your webpage. Ross, this is a great thing you guys are doing, a simple purchase of a T-shirt, and the proceeds going towards some things that benefits everybody, not to mention whoever wins this raffle is going to go away with an amazing prize package. So you guys have done a really good job. We tip our cap to you, and we appreciate you joining us here tonight to let folks know what it is you guys got going on.
Hey, well, thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a great evening. All right, Ross Sharp, the Crazy Elk Company. Check them out, www.crazyelkcompany.com. Spend the money to get the T-shirt. And you just don't know. You may win this whole entire thing. So, all right, we're going to jump out for a quick break. When we come back, Tommy, we've got a few resolutions and bills to cover here to help educate the folks what's going on in this current legislative system session. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick break right here at Fish in Northwest.
Hey, guys, I'm Big Mike. Come on down to the Edge Pro Shop and see me. We've got all the best brands under one roof. We've got Hawken, Procure, Shortbus, Pro Troll, Yakima Bait, Get 'em Dry Jigs, Northwest Bait and Scent, Daiwa Reels, North Fork Lures, North Wild, Brad's, Superfly, Rocky Mountain Tackle, and of course, the greatest rods ever built, Edge Rods.
All right, welcome back here in studio. Tommy, for those not aware, we have the legislative session is up and running. 60-day session going on right now. And there's some things that are coming out of the current language and some articles written by Andy Wagmont over there at Sportsman's Northwest Sportsman's Magazine. This one caught my attention. Senate Joint Resolution 8208, okay, would create an inalienable right to forage, hunt, fish, trap, and harvest wildlife in the state constitution. Pay attention to that. The state constitution, if 2/3 of both the Senate and the House agreed to put the amendment to the constitution up for statewide vote, in a simple majority would approve that movement. This is a big one. It's like if
it is
we
a big
could
one.
Get
yep.
language rewritten in the Washington State Constitution to make fishing and hunting and gathering a right of the citizens of Washington State, that holds a lot of weight.
Yes,
and,
it does.
I actually went and met with Senator Keith Wagner last night in his office, and we videotaped that information in that interview. We're going to put that on the show next week so people can really wrap their head around what it means to have
That's
that
right.
change of language in the Washington State Constitution.
Right. And so basically this is all about protecting fishing and hunting rights.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about this already is that aside from Senator Keith Wagner, this is bipartisan, right?
Yes.
This is sponsored by 7 senators from both sides of the aisle.
Correct. And it was without having to shop it.
The
Democrats on the other side came to him and said, I want to co-sponsor this bill.
Yep.
Because they see that it makes sense. And everybody's kind of like joining or rallying around this thing. And it's already been given a date and time for a hearing on the Senate floor. So that is a good step in the right direction in that regard.
That's right. That's right. Now, and that's not the only thing either, right? So speaking of state legislators, we also have J.T. Wilcox, who will be introducing a bill to remove the commission. That's right. Remove. Like,
that's
truncate.
Right.
It is the end. Finito. Goodbye.
Which it's you know, kind of sad that it's come to that. But the original intent of why the commission was formed and the good work they've done for a number of years in helping create a draft and write policy and give direction to the director on how to manage fish and game here in the state of Washington with staff through WDFW, it's been so hijacked and it's so far out there in left field.
It is.
And they disregard all the science brought to them by staff anymore. And they're on an agenda. And they listen to the coffers being brought to them from outside state agencies and anti-hunting groups and people with a lot of money that have an agenda. And this is the direction the commission has gone.
Right.
So there's a handful of legislators over here in Olympia that finally said, you know what? It served its time. It's been hijacked. It no longer serves a purpose that serves the people.
Right.
So we need to remove it.
Enough is enough.
Yep. We have tons more to get through in regards to that over the next several weeks. The Ledge session, like I said, is in for 60 days. We're going to continue to bring these to you guys' attention because, well, Tommy, it's what we do.
That's right.
All right. Jump out for a quick break. When we come back, more to discuss some salmon forecasts and some information you definitely want to stick around for. After this break, right here, Fish on Northwest.
I make my living catching fish, not only as a tournament angler, but as a guide as well. Catching fish is important, and Gamagatsu hooks for me, you know, they kind of help take the luck out of fishing a little bit just because they're a high quality hook. Obviously, have a really good reputation for being very strong and very sharp. Gamagatsu, I use their products every day in the boat and, you know, big part of my success.
All right, welcome back here in studio. Alex, the Edge Rod Company has a tremendous footprint at the Sportsman shows as of the last several years. So you guys are going to be there. Huge layout of all types of fishing rods for sale. You guys are selling stuff direct out of the booth. Why? Because you're a direct-to-consumer.
Yep.
What can folks expect to come see there at the booth at the Sportsman shows?
So the first thing is Gary is 82.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is probably, if not one of his last shows, getting pretty close up there. So if you want to just go to talk to him about Pacific Northwest fishing history, conservation, the right to be able to, you know, harvest, whether it's fish or game in Washington, just say hello to the man. We bring him to the shows.
Yeah.
He's there to talk to you. We will have trade show specials. We will bring everything that the pro shop carries. We'll bring apparel, but more importantly, we just want to say hello to you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to meet you, and we want to show you what Edge is all about.
Yeah.
it's always an exciting time of year because we don't get to meet all of our customers all the time. 90% of our sales are over the internet, 10% are in the pro shop. So it gives you a chance to also give us feedback. You know, don't do the Les Schwab, throw the tire through the shop. You know, we got various escalation.
Yeah, yeah.
But come over and say hello, and you can get a great deal on an American local Pacific Northwest made fishing rod.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about rods for a second.
Again.
Did Edge release any new rods here this last year? Is there a plan to release any new rods? Are those rods going to be present at the show? Or?
They are. We came out with a new material called Air Carbon, which are in our new Salmon and Steelhead Silver Widow series. So historically, Silver Widow was for the bass guys.
Yeah.
The Pacific Northwest market with the salmon returns, with just how well that market is doing, we introduced a new line of Silver Widow rods. And when we say Air Carbon, when you pick it up, you'll understand why.
Super light.
It's got helium in it.
Yeah. Super light, super strong, super high modulus.
Super strong, yes. Incredibly sensitive, and it's made with a incredible recovery. It'll just articulate whatever the lure needs to do. And at the same time, respectively, it won't break the bank when you compare it to other domestic made rods.
Awesome.
One fantastic thing additional to folks coming to see you at the Sportsman shows, and we're talking here in Washington in the Portland show in mid-February. So we encourage folks, come down to the pro shop. It's a factory direct sale. And so you may order it online, and then it's the first time you put your hand on that rod is when it arrives at your house.
Right.
Go down to the pro shop and check them out, feel them. Put them in your hand. Sportsman show, it's like, what do you want to put in your hand and really check out? What do you want to talk to the guys
it's
in the know?
In inventory. Mm-hmm.
It is, right? Yeah. So you have that opportunity to put it on. You're going to have tons of tackle there for sale as well from the pro shop. And we'll be back and forth talking constantly as we do, because you like to come over and get coffee.
We're partnered with Daiwa Reels, so expect some promotions and cross promotions and offers and savings there too.
Right.
So just come over and say hello and tell us how you fish, and we'll be able to find the right stick for you.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
And of course,
even one designated for salt.
I love it.
We'll have three in the booth.
Right.
All right.
All three of them. Bring all three of them.
Three
right.
Of them. Yeah, they'll be built this one. Year.
Dan, just a quick reminder, Fish Hunt Northwest will, of course, be at the Washington and the Pacific Sportsman's Show this next coming month or two. Stop on by booth 569. And, of course, check out my bait curing seminar, which will be on, what day is it? Oh, yeah, February 1st, Thursday. We won't have a live show that week, Tommy, because I'll be busy doing a bait seminar, 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. in Washington. Bait curing seminar, answering all your questions. More to come on that. Check us out online. We got a little video up there telling you everything we're going to be doing. So excited to do the Sportsman Show this year. I think people are finally coming back to these venues.
That's right.
We're way beyond COVID. Time to get back in there and enjoy all that is that goes on at these Sportsman Shows. And we're excited. It's going to be a great year. So, all right, jumping out for a quick break. When we come back, a couple forecast numbers now that we want to get to you. So don't go anywhere. Quick break here and right back, Fishing Northwest.
Support from Northwest Sportsmen make Federal Ammunition the world's leading ammunition manufacturer. Federal uses the industry's finest materials, giving you reliable ammunition that delivers superb accuracy and optimum performance. Northwest hunters rely on Sportco to provide the best selection and prices in the Northwest since 1985. Sportco and Outdoor Emporium in Fife and Seattle. Your journey begins here.
All right, welcome back here to the show. Dwayne England, Tommy Donlin, and Alex Maslow. Hey, fellas, how about some preseason forecast numbers coming in?
Let's do it.
How about that, huh? First of all, before we get there, 2023 projections for the preseason forecast for the Columbia River Chinook, and we're talking August through the end of the year, was for 554,000 in 2023, mm-hmm. right? It actually came in at 131%. Remember, we had extended fisheries, and it seemed to be pretty robust and was doing well. That's an additional 171,700 plus. So for a total of 725,740,000 Chinook came in between August, the Buoy 10 opener, and the end of the year. So $750,000 on those Chinook.
And you could tell, too.
Oh, you could tell.
Totally
and so
tell.
Early indicators as we roll into 24. The reason I threw that out there is so you understand where we ended up in 23. Going into 24, very similar to what they're projecting out of 23. And some gauges that they use, the first being the Bonneville Pool hatchery stock is one that they track very closely, Tommy. But that one in itself appears to have a lower than normal or lower than 2021 and 22 jack return. So right. that's one thing that they're kind of paying attention to in right. that regard. So going into 24.
That's right, it? Right. But, mm-hmm. right, the good news, right?
Some positive news for me.
The Up River Bright Sox appear to have higher jack returns
correct.
Than 2022.
Which is really good.
Yep, that's right. And the Bonneville Pool, so you mentioned that hatchery stock, right? Mm-hmm. But if we look at the adults, it's having, you know, similar return to 2022.
Correct.
Yep. And then if you look at the Tule return, the Lower River mm-hmm. hatchery fish, that's also similar to 2022.
Which is a huge component on how they manage these fisheries relative to openings and closings. They may close a lower section mm-hmm. of the river and remain up there open around Kalama, Longview, those types of things. It just depends how they perform. But ultimately, last year was actually pretty darn good. And most of these early indicators with the jacks and the adult returns mm-hmm. that they're gauging are very similar going into 24. So I'm encouraged. Alex, you guys right down there in the hub around the Columbia, out of Kalama area, and Woodland, actually, you should be very pleased to start hearing these numbers coming in. They'll continue to calculate and pull in numbers and use other data points and models to generate the information as we move towards salmon forecasting in north of Falcon, more information to come on that. Additionally, WDFW just announced, and this one kind of caught me off guard too, they're going to hold a pre-north of Falcon meeting for Puget Sound.
Yeah, that's a good one. So yeah, they're going to hold their first ever virtual town hall, right? We've been having a lot of town halls for Steelhead.
Correct, yeah.
But this is going to be the first one ever talking on January 30th mm-hmm. about a recap of the last season, what the heck happened in 2023.
In Puget Sound. Correct.
Right, and what does that mean for 2024 and 25?
Yeah, so we have to back up and remember in 23, we had a pretty robust Chinook forecast coming to throughout Puget Sound, North Puget Sound, Central, even down into South Puget Sound. And we got our openings, and folks were catching fish. And when it's all said and done, and all the openings and closings and emergency closures and all this, secondary to sublegal encounters, mm-hmm. which was subjected to a total misinformation because truly what they caught a high percentage of was early returning jack hatchery clipped.
Yep, jacks.
That, if we back up, are from the first release of the Orca Task Force yep. of those pen-raised fish in lower hatcheries on that Puget Sound region. So you had a big flush of fish out. We got all these early jack returns coming back in.
Right.
At the same time, we're open for Chinook retention. Test boats, tribal test boats, they're catching all yeah. these sublegals because they right. fit the definition.
They were your juvenile encounters, yes.
But they are truly a early returning jack,
yes,
which
right.
totally foobarred us
yeah.
and closed our fisheries when we barely scratched 30% of the take on, again, a really robust return yeah. anticipated. So
we got just straight robbed off. That was yeah, snafu, tarfu, and fubar, all of them.
So this town hall and your mm-hmm. point is valid. They've been doing it for Steelhead. Now they're going to do this for Puget Sound salmon. And if you care about our fisheries in Puget Sound, tune in on January 30th. Go to the DFW mm-hmm. website, log on there, get your invitation sent back. Keep that link. Tune in, because you're going to be able to give comment, you're going to be able to weigh in, you're going to be able to get them to justify their decision-making process, and hopefully moving forward into 24, what are they going to do different?
Right.
What are they going to do different if we have a similar same forecast? Because right. God knows we cannot be subjected to so many closures once again and no opportunity
That's right.
to fish.
So. Yep. And WFW has also announced that we're going to have our statewide salmon forecast meeting March 1st.
That's right.
In Olympia. Office Building 2, Auditorium 1115 in Olympia. So,
yep, Washington
Street. Stay tuned.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have more information on that. That's the big forecast for statewide.
That's right.
And that's an
right.
important meeting. All right, jump out for a quick break. We come back, we'll close out the show.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge rods. I designed and built new machinery, and I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company can build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
here real quick. Seattle Boat Show, February 2nd through the 10th.
Yep.
Oh, we're already
here.
Back.
We are.
Boom.
Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, nice countdown. Hey, we are winding it down here. Seattle Boat Show, as I was alluding to, Tommy, February 2nd through the 10th.
That's right. And I got seminars this year. Come hang out. On February 2nd, we're going to talk about halibut, lingcod, and tuna. The third, they're doing something really cool at the boat show this year. Every day is dedicated to kind of a different subject matter. On the third, it's all about fishing. They're going to bring in all of the presenters, all the seminar presenters. And from 4 to 6 p.m., we're going to hang out at the lounge and bar, right, and we're just going to talk fishing. It's going to be beautiful.
Be
got
awesome.
Another seminar on the 8th, talking about coastal salmon fishing, which we know is absolutely phenomenal, measuring how fast we limit it out in minutes, not hours.
And then could we get that again, please?
That's right, yes. Please. And then on the 9th, Friday the 9th, 5 p.m., I'm going to talk tuna tackle and tactics.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, sir.
You got a number of seminars, definitely worth person's times to come on up there. Definitely worth to come spend time with us at the Washington Sportsman Show. Alex and crew will be there for the week. Tons of things to do and see. We're going to be selling tons of swag. I mean, Shing is busy right now. Just the inventory is arriving here at the house daily. I'm running out of space. That's why the house is going back on the market.
That's right. You need another one.
We need more room here. This is growing way too fast. So, Alex, final thoughts before we bug on out of here. Appreciate you making the drive and coming in, man.
Yeah, just thank you for everybody for making Edge Rods a Pacific Northwest staple. We don't say it enough. We read it all the time that folks just wish they could get it sooner, and you just have our commitment that we're working on it. It's hiring, it's training people, it's just growing bigger every single year, but we're humbled and we're thankful. So.
Many companies in the Northwest would love to have some of the issues you have and where demand is constantly outrunning supply.
High, yeah.
And that is, from a business perspective, it's good. And you and I have talked about this numerous times. I mean, it's good and it's bad, right? And you guys are doing the very best you can, and you're right. You know, retaining those quality employees is the challenge, and you hope you can do that because you put a lot of time and effort into training these folks. You
absolutely.
You know, you invest in them, you want them to stay invested in the company. So
that's right.
You guys are crushing it. Hands down, best rods in the Northwest.
Thank
we
you.
Are so happy to have you on as a contributing sponsor and partnership here at Fish on Northwest, so we can't thank you enough.
Ditto. So, we're thrilled to be supported by you guys as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, going to do it for us this week here, Fish on Northwest. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Stay dry. We'll get into the weather next week because, man, this is going to be a mess.
The atmospheric flow is coming.
We'll talk about it next week. Again, have a great week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time right here at Fish on Northwest. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Fish on Northwest weekly podcast. I want to remind everyone that you can catch our weekly live stream show on our Facebook page and, of course, our YouTube channel every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time. You'll get our insightful in-studio interviews, our extremely detailed how-to segments in the bait lab, the infield segments we bring to you when we're on the water or in the woods, and, of course, our amazing cooking recipes in the kitchen with co-host Sherry England and chef Jeff Maxfield. Give us a follow on our Facebook page at Fish Hunt Northwest. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fish Hunt NW. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. And finally, go to our webpage at www.fishhuntnw.com for all the latest and greatest info. Join us each week here on our podcast. Join us each week at our live production. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.